Welcome back to This Week in the NHL. I'm Sam Rosen. Well, the Stanley Cup Final went five games, but there were so many crucial plays, so many exciting moments. Joe Tolleson always has a tough job of choosing the best. Well, here's Joe's picks for this week's Plays of the Week. Joe gets it going with the action in Game 3 when the series moved to Ottawa.
Schubert chips it in. Here goes Saprykin to get it. Saprykin in the corner. Takes the hit from Beauchemin back in front. McCammon swings it in front, scores! Pronger scores on his own goal. Ottawa takes the lead for the first time.
Dean Brown on the Team 1200 in Ottawa as Dean McCammon made it 4-3 and the Sens went on to a 5-3 victory. Game 4, and once again, Andy McDonald had the first Ducks goal of the game. One slight problem. Ottawa was already in the lead. McDonald, though, tallied again to make it 2-1, but the Sens finally got one of the big guns to fire.
Spezza along the boards, works it low. Here's Patrick Eaves. Eaves in front, Heatley scores! Danny Heatley ties the game at 2!
Dean Brown again is Danny Heatley's first goal of the finals, even things up, but in the third period, the Anaheim youth movement came through again.
Jackman gets it free. McDonald, boy, has missed a double team on McDonald there. Solani in across the line with Penner in front, shot, score! Dustin Penner on a great setup by Solani. 2-on-1 into the Ottawa zone, and the Ducks have a lead of 3-2.
Steve Carroll again on the Ducks radio network as Dustin Penner's goal was the difference in a 3-2 final, and Anaheim was one win away from the Cup. Back to Southern California, and for the fourth time in the series, Andy McDonald found the Ducks' first goal of the game.
Chris Pronger, Solani, back to Pronger, for Getzlaff, can't shoot. Now McDonald shoots, score! Andy McDonald scores a goal on a low shot, which beats Emery on the power play. And the Ducks get on the board first.
The Ducks extended their advantage from 1-0 to 3-1 as Travis Moen was credited for Anaheim's third goal after Chris Phillips put the puck in his own net. Christoph Schubert was then whistled for elbowing, but despite being down a man, Ottawa captain Daniel Alfredsson refused to quit.
Pete Getzlaff, top of the left circle. His pass deflected out by Alfredsson, who pushes the puck ahead, breaks it in the Anaheim zone, shorthanded to the net. He shoots, he scores! What a goal by Daniel Alfredsson! A shorthanded goal by the Ottawa Senators captain, and it cuts Anaheim's lead to 3-2.
Sam Rosen, the call here on NHL Radio as Alfredsson's second goal of the game gave the Sens some hope, but Anaheim was still on the power play.
McDonald to center ice for Anaheim. Across the line, Andy McDonald, run off by Schaefer to the point. Beaujolais scores! Francois Beaujolais lets a rocket go from the left point, and it beats Emery. And the Ducks regain another two-goal lead.
Sam, Francois Beauchemin on the goal, Steve Carroll the call, and the Ducks would go on to a 6-2 clinching win to become the first NHL team from the West Coast to win the Stanley Cup.
Thanks very much, Joe, and Joe will be back a little later on in the show when he brings us his top moments of the 2006-2007 season. Still ahead, we'll hear from NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman. And coming up next, it's our hockey insider, Bob McKenzie.
If they don't have a general manager in place by the draft, that's going to look really bad on the organization.
This Week in the NHL on Westwood One continues after this.